Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the American Legion Show. Welcome to Kevin White Show. If you want to follow tonight, I guess it's Rebel Hate, but before we go there, I'd like to let everybody know, if you haven't seen or heard yet, that our new book is out. It's under Ivy Fox Publishing, and I'm going to present what it looks like. Let's share the screen. I'm going to go here. All right, this is for the book. It is called Breathe Through the Flames. Fascinating book, learning, take care of your dog, your pet. And it is now in other places. Never know where it's going to end up. Anyways, that's all that. Also, speaking of, I have a great event I'm going to next month, and it is called, I'll present that one too. There you go. Let's share the screen. From the RNC, I have been invited for the Black Republican Trailblazer reception. A lot of farmers are going to be there. It's going to be fantastic. It's in Washington, D.C., USA. Next month, the 13th, I'll fly out there and I'll join the people and meet some friends. And it's an honor for the second year in a row I've been invited. One of the Daniels, Maria, I think she's going to be there. And Burgess Owens and, a lot of time is going to be there. We're going to pop and give out awards, and don't know if I'm going to get an award. I don't know how I got on there. I don't know how I got it. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio, fans and everything. It's amazing the support you get here at PNR. Patriot Nation Radio, public radio. So we're going to go dive a little deeper into that. In the episode section and the studio section and everything else of Blog Talk Radio, we can see lots of people who watch every show or they listen a lot. So appreciate that. And recognize a lot of the people on our dashboard that show up. We have lots of followers and from all over the world, I've been staff lately, but yeah, it's fantastic. So shout out to Christy HH, Michael Johns, Dina Tusica, Chris Kai.209, Melissa 88, Shamrock Radio. So we got institutions, whatever you want to call it, Conservative Nation Radio, PNR. I've not had time to listen to this program, but Lucid Libertarian, all kinds of things. So these are interesting things that we see Melanie Baker, 930, Douglas, the producer. Yes, producer there. We could use another producer on this network. So we can handle phone calls. Hey, there's KCMK, what one? That's me. I like this too. So we can follow them and all that. So I like to follow Leigh Lamson. Awesome. Debbie Luna, welcome to the program. David and Rosita. I just ended up actually started as a radio only, and now it is radio and video. So without any further ado, I'm going to invite to the stage Mr. Rebel Hayes. Mr. Hayes, how are you
doing? Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Yeah.
So I know that I tap danced all that time. Hey, coming on, and I know you have some interesting things to talk about tonight. First of all, you can probably try to tell people where you're from, because you haven't been out for a while, and what you're about.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm trying to adjust my setting to respect. Here he is.
Can you hear me? I'm going to turn this down.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, good to see you again.
You.
Been a while. I know you've been busy. I've been busy. And we all have been busy. So I was just plugging the new book that we published, Bird Eagles His Way, and then my opportunity to go to D.C. for the publishing Black Trailblazers. It's a minority thing. Washington, D.C. is going to be at Howard University. at the Howard Theater. So it's very historic. So catching a quick flight down there, over there and back. My second year I've been invited. I didn't go last year, short notice, but I'm very excited about it. There's gonna be accomplishments. Okay. And huh?
That's something faster there,
right?
Well, it takes a lot out.
Oh, yes, it does. And so what have you been doing?
Trying to further my education.
Yeah. So the AI took over.
Yeah.
There's
a lot going on. You know, being self-employed is essential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm just staying up with that kind of stuff. And, number one, AI is projected to take over close to 250 business jobs. So,
yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
I mean, it's going to hit people like a storm that happens.
So you have, that's your sole source, is that correct? That's your source of income with the things that you sell online and all that stuff you do. And I know you do other things physically. So a lot of people like me, I have a business on the side. And then when I retire, I'm going to try to make it full-time doing that with my retirement income. So I understand what you're saying because, yeah, there's a lot of, I'm not really a fan of AI yet. I think it's still in development. I know it does a lot. You can write your law briefs with it and all that. But the thing is, well, there's some jobs that won't be able to take over physical things, but it could probably make things better, faster, more efficient. But I don't know. I don't know about you.
Well, they're a little further off, and I think that a lot of people gather. Like, say, for right now,
mm-hmm.
right now, this very moment, I can take your image,
yeah,
put a script to it, and put your image and that script in an AI, artificial intelligence program.
Yeah.
And you would actually be looking as though you had said those, you're making speech. You know?
Right.
So basically, for a lot of people, and then they have factories already with robots, they have no people in it at all.
Wow.
No, there's not one person in effect. At the front, you'll find, I think it was maybe all the manufacturing
companies. Interesting.
And that's it. I mean, yeah, but where that would have a normal crew of probably 70 employees, there's two that you don't have to pay insurance on.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's the whole thing that they're looking for. And that's what IBM, or not IBM, but Apple and all these other companies are looking for. They're looking to create that kind of stuff.
So the reliability.
Well, AI kind of fixes itself. You know, they can write code, they can generate.
Yeah, fascinating.
Trump really takes serious. I mean,
mm-hmm.
a lot of billions of dollars have been poured into it. And there are some really big names.
I'm not sure.
There are some good things to invest in as well. You know, like they got the medical companies that are investing in black AI. And I saw a few of them the other day to invest in, because the way their stocks are going to be generated and how they're going to go forward.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, a lot of it's kind of scary at the same time.
Yes, right.
I don't really think that we're ready for it, but the more you know about it, the more you be prepared.
Yeah, so you probably know, like I do, some people who are not attorneys are paperwork and the court filings through AI, which I think is a really good, it's a great, or the right place with AI. And
yeah, parallels
are
going to probably be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
AI. I don't know how the attorneys are going to.
Get rid of your attorney too.
You know, to write a case right now is nothing. You know,
right.
A case, I could get a couple of applications that would help me from my attorney. You know, to a law firm or whatever you know they did to damage me, I could take care of. But that's a very good point that you came up with.
So you think it'll be man versus machine in those kind of cases? So
I think basically it will be the knowledge of man.
Well, that there you go. It's still the knowledge of man, right?
Yeah.
The AI has straightened it out. Okay.
It's the knowledge of man that really gets you in trouble, because you know now you've got you can say you have six people that go in and write this one book. With AI, you only need one.
Right.
And it can gather the information from hundreds of different people. And all that.
Yeah, right.
But it just depends. It's like for me, a lot of the online marketing is essential to AI.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much easier. It's even the videos you can do, you can set write a script, and you can go to this website right now, somebody sounds good at, I don't know what, if you wanted to be a motivational speaker,
yeah.
You could become a motivational speaker, because you could go, you could take the transcripts from that video, and bring them into an AI processor, and you can alter the transcripts, not to copier.
Yes, right. No, it brings me there.
Yeah, and then you can send back over to this AI application with your video, with our faces on there.
Yeah.
And it would look like we were saying it, we were doing it, talking about it.
Wow.
So that then make us a motivational speaker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So our product, they call them product launchers, or whatever you want to call it. It's just amazing what time that it's got to not have to do a bunch of work in writing, researching, and all of that, and word development. And you could just take this and just throw the stuff together like that. It's done, and literally, you could do a half-hour motivational speech or a sales pitch, and hardly have 5 minutes. Hardly have 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's a huge advantage. Yeah. So it takes a long time.
Yeah, because the way it used to be, you'd have to do it all the research yourself, you'd have to write the speech yourself, you'd have to do all that kind of stuff, and then So now you can do it in a form of AI that you can do, you know, 10 of them a day instead of one. So you can actually market 10 different products a day instead of one. Just think of the speed there. It's just ridiculous. It's not going to happen. But if I do it through AI, I can do it today.
Wow. That's incredible.
Just be done.
Amazing.
It's crazy. And that's kind of the way that, yeah, it's the same with web development. It's the same with SEO. It's the same, you know, with an attorney's job, paralegal's job.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's just reaching out at every little tentacle into everything, you know. And times you don't even know when you call a company, whether it's AI or whether it's a real person. A lot of the times when you take a marketing phone call, you don't know whether it's AI.
Yeah.
Or it's a person, because an actual AI, good one, can sound real on the telephone. You know, so there goes all your IPSCO gas operators, there goes all your cable operators.
Yeah.
You answer the phone. I mean, they just got it to where they don't need any of that. They don't need to hire people from India anymore. They don't need to hire people
Philippines.
From Australia.
Philippines. They can probably mimic. They can mimic the Filipino.
Yeah. AI's going to take it over. It's going to be gone.
Well, yeah, it'll be a whole lot. Yeah, I can see the big giant phases there for a lot of applications. Okay, so what are we going to do? But there's some jobs you cannot replace with AI or robots. But a friend of mine who has a show out in California, Rory Spotter, says AI will take over all the jobs. Like, it's impossible. You can't, that's not going to work for physical jobs. It was heavy machinery. You're not going to fix airplanes with AI. You're not going to get into other things. So. Or, yeah.
But when they start developing parts for airplanes, then they will repair themselves.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
They're doing it with cars already.
Airplanes are different.
It's something that is dealt with. It will send a technician too, but like say, if you have a furnace and your furnace goes bad and you don't know what it is, well, they're building motherboards for that particular reason to figure out what it is.
Right.
And it's off to a technician. And the technician, before he even gets to the house, he knows what to do.
Right.
So it can speed everything up.
You know, they have those same things for airplanes. They're not always true. They have logic that tells you this, that, and the other. And then you have to be smart, wiser than the part. That's my life for 30 years. You have to be wiser than the machine. It always tells you something that it assumes. But this may be different because the interfaces are getting digital, are more digital now than ever. So who knows? It could work out. It could help with troubleshooting. But yeah, I just don't see. And then how is it going to change something? It's not.
In certain labor areas, it won't.
Yeah.
In manufacturing.
I hope it helps out Boeing. What's the name?
Yeah. Nice to crack a lot of their parents.
So, you know, it's just that the door missing. I thought, wow, how did that happen? Those are all human errors, but that's something you have to check visually, kind of thing. It's like there's a lot of things you got to check with your eyesight. So, yeah. It's kind of scary. Imagine being on that flight and that door opens. I know that you're okay. I know that nobody's going to die or you're going to land the plane. But it's very, it's still scary, you know what I'm saying? It's lots of pressure.
I mean, 250 million jobs, a lot of jobs.
Yes.
And that, you know, that range, are you aware of our department stores, the Walmart?
Yeah. Well,
a lot of fast food restaurants.
The shake machine, come on now. Does that be operate? Because I'm thinking most people don't even want to operate the shake machine or the ice cream machine.
I don't know, the shake is broke.
Reliability issues. Right. That is funny. But you got to have, like, Waffle House has to have the lady that says, hey, honey, what do you want to order kind of thing. You got to have the waitresses, you know. All that stuff.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. But it's nice.
I already taken shit, right? That's the case. I've got past.
Yeah.
I was like so, like, unfriendly, I want to say.
Yes.
Yeah, there's nobody at the register up front.
Very sterile. Yeah.
And so you wonder if they could even get the
somebody. Yes.
I'm scratching my head when
it's all. How did they tell it's my order? So, yeah, back in 2018, we went to Paris, and all the McDonald's, there's no people. You can see there's people in the back doing stuff. But you order anything on the kiosk. This is 2018. So they're ahead of the game. I mean, nothing wasn't Paris, France. So they're already, they've been ahead of this for a little bit. And everything worked out great, just like you said. You're thinking they're going to make a mistake somewhere, but actually, it came out perfect. At the expense of jobs, right? Of people, there's nobody behind the counter, so. But you can get used to that, just like seeing a car driving around, you know, with no driver. Or, yeah.
Because you want somebody sleeping in the garage.
Yeah. They're so comfortable in there, sir. But you see, they've had accidents in the past. So, you know, that's why I'm kind of skeptical a little bit, because we've seen accidents like that with Tesla's. And accidents, something to do with the software or whatever it was. Lots of accidents. But I guess that's true. But I'm sure they'll iron it out. It'll be back to normal. I think it'll be fine someday. The technology is getting...
It's just like any other business.
Yeah.
You know, they get to a point where they just want to make money. Just do it, get it there. I don't care how you get there, just do it. See it tomorrow. That's one of those attitudes that, you know, some of the investors have that just makes you sick. You have to take your time.
So that reminds me, Amazon. Amazon's a great model. Amazon stages things close to you. The most popular things you can get in a day or two, even without Prime, you can do that. Time Factor, they have figured out how to defeat that. I think that's fascinating. I mean, they have a really good model of distribution. Plus, they own these cargo planes pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have a few family members that work for Amazon. And Amazon is going to be one of the major corporations that will let people go due to those. I mean, look at how many people they hired. Walmart's another one. Costco's another one. I mean, you got a very big, major chains that are going to just let you go. You're not going to be part of the ERP industry.
Exactly. There you go. Rough assembly, like welding parts together, basic things. Yeah, I'm sure you can do that already. Manufacturing, especially in your area, I'm sure that happens all the time.
Well, they've got 3D printers now.
Yes. Yeah, they use those in the aircraft industry, which is a big solution to, you know, if it's approved, and I think that's great. That's pretty awesome, because sometimes it takes days to get a part in or something. And you can have it right. You can just make it right there. Certify it, put it on. Yeah, I like that. That's the speed and everything and the ability to do that. We didn't have that for the longest time until recent. That's pretty slick. That's a slick thing.
I was thinking, and it got the 3D printers now that print very good things. You know, I've been looking at it because I want to high-end molds, patterns, and some of the parts that I run and stuff of that nature. I want to I want to get into something. I mean, how to beat the industry.
Yeah, you know,
it's kinda,
right.
It's kind of like, I was actually, I believe, I can say this without doubt, the first to frame composite part.
Yeah.
So nobody was doing that 5 years ago when I was doing it.
Wow. Right.
So, and now if I check, there is one other company that has started up that is doing that. So, you know,
yeah.
I had no competition. I didn't really care. This guy asked me to care.
Right.
Because what's one person? You're going to have to know quite a bit to make that happen. You're gonna have, you know, knowledge. You're going to, there's a few things that you have to know to build multiple patterns for the automobile industry, and then turn that into doing it out of composite material. So making a part out of composite material, and then installing the composite material, because Biden is still calling me for instruction.
Yeah.
It's not hard, because then I had an adhesive that was primarily developed for that particular manufacturing process. Kind of, it's interesting, and I'm actually thinking of making tutorial videos on how I did this know-how stuff.
Yeah.
And sharing that information. So, because I believe, you know, regardless of what the information is, you know, it's not some kind of top secret issue. But if you help others to grasp it, your background will get better in time.
Right.
Boy, I believe it. There's real no secrets. There's no hidden recipe.
Right.
Anybody can be doing what I'm doing and profiting from it and living a decent life.
Yeah.
You know, they just have knowledge. You just have to help to do that, right? So that's an area that I'm looking towards going. Because, you know, I get to the age where I don't slow down a little bit. I don't want to. I'd rather just give you information out and see what happens. Because I know that's one area that can really improve a lot of different areas. Building multi patterns for positive parts for all kinds of information.
Yeah.
Whether it's injection or open layer or Kevlar. Military vests are, you know, there's just a number of different things, right?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. You want to plug your company?
Company? Well, the one company is Never Rust.
Never Rust? Oh.
Never Rust.
Okay.
Because the parts that, the trademark that I used on that grabs the actual parts. So limitations on the trademark.
Right.
So right now, they'll like take that trademark, roll it over, because now it's been out there for 5 years. Now it's an actual name. It's a known brand.
Yes. I like how you do your trademarks. I like your the history and your the web pages you own and all. Yes. Fascinating.
It's an experience.
Domains.
When I first started out, I had to stepped out 20 years ago. I started out like this stuff. I had a doing with affiliate marketing for Dish Network.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I remember you talking about that. Go ahead. I want to hear this again.
Yeah. So I was doing affiliate marketing for Dish Network, right? They were sending me customers in hopes that I was doing illegal activity so that they could get rid of me. Because I was doing that well in sales. And I was off on my phone. Now, I didn't know about any of this, all right, until I had a phone call one day with a person, because he was a Dish Marketing, Dish Network, he sold Dish Network.
Yes. Yeah.
Dish Network dealer. And he wanted the name Dish Network, and I had that. And so, I had made so much, I don't want to say money, but I paid a good deal of money with them every month, and they came after me when they started getting rid of the online affiliates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because they don't do that anymore. That's like ancient history.
Yeah.
Because they had what they considered enough affiliates or dealers or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So they came after. They said, I had the, their lead trademark attorney called me up. And he told me, he said, hey, I said, I'm a lead trademark attorney for, you know, this network. All right, it was called Echo Star or something, Echo something at that time. how would you like to turn over that name to us? I noticed you have the URL.
Oh.
I was wondering, how would you like to turn over that name to us? And we can go ahead and take that and to us, and we're going to take it.
Wow.
Yeah, just like that, too. And it was, I mean, nothing candid. And so I looked at it, and I'm like, I thought about it for a second. I'm like, okay, take it. Turn it over. And then, after the court session was over, we had three or four UDR meetings. There's a world court system, right? And you go to those type of...
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a world system. So what they'll do is they'll suspend your URL through your register until the court has made its final decision. And so during that whole time, you know, what it takes a year, a month, or a year and a half, your actual URL is in limbo. You can't explain it. You know, you got to figure out how to do something else to do it. Well, lucky for me, I had other sites that were going at the same time. They could carry me through that. What had happened was he told me that, and basically, okay, take it. And yes, you're supposed to take it. And so, anyway, you have to go, they had a three-page judge system on the panel. And I had to.
Are we frozen? I think I'm frozen here. Let me try something here. Okay. So you, I saw you, yeah, you were. So what's going on is this area of the town internet goes out, in and out, and that's exactly what happened. So they've been working on this thing for a year. And you think it's fixed, and it's not. So, yeah, I noticed I have two internet channels, and the one goes down, or the other one goes down. So we're back.
You know, I've noticed that about other services as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it goes down for like 5, like 10 minutes, and it doesn't matter how many times I reboot the router shut the computer down or reboot, try to smack the router, just I'm calling about it too. They blame it on WebAttack.
Hey, could you tell us about WebAttack? So that you, tell us about. Okay, yeah, I want to hear about this. This is fascinating.
Yeah. Well, you saw a little bit about that today, right?
Yeah.
Okay, your income taxes. Well, I stay with a lot of close out. It's not marketing. It's just a way that people, you know, feel about particular issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, although I don't tax on the wages and salaries, comfortable with doing that, then you should just be doing it. But for those that, you know, think that they are in the wrong for being taken out of their check, their advice is wrong. And, you know, once there was a man running one page right here, a long time ago, that it actually intrigued me to like it. Or studying that kind of stuff, or actually making the study. And it all revolves around constitutional law and things like that. I wouldn't take a tax court to court if I was being claimed for paying income taxes. I wouldn't do that. Number one, a tax lawyer is the wrong word to get perfect.
Right.
I got it. Because he has taught us and lessons. And those lessons are not necessarily absolute truth. I would take a well-trained constitutional lawyer to meet with court. And that's where we would start. And I would also be like, stand by him, you know, helping him with my case. That's how I would treat that kind of incident information. Regardless of the there's Supreme Court case law that states that you are to pay taxes on the income. That does not rule over the Constitution of the United States. That is, it doesn't matter what Supreme Court law says. If it's not in line with the Constitution, then it's not false. No void. And a lot of like one of the case filing, and that's just not how you treat a case like that. That's number one. There's certain definitions in the United States. There are certain definitions for states. There's an IRS code, which is not, you know, and they want to refer to the code book, but then my question is, well, where's the authority from that code? What gives that code book the authority? That is my income.
Right. Yeah.
All right, but they can't answer that question. Is there a law passed by Congress that states you can take those taxes? No. There's no law passed by Congress. Never has. As far as Congress is concerned, it's voluntary. I've heard a lot of different arguments over the years. So it's like, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not condoning it. If you want to pay taxes, go ahead.
Yeah.
I pay mine. I pay a lot of them, you know. But I'm not gonna sit and argue with a court system that takes case law. You're not supposed to have blind justice. This is not blind justice. You know, it's called looking back and seeing what that guy did.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's called forward saying, okay, what do you do that? That's not right at all. So, my family. So they crazy when I sued the trucks.
Yeah.
And I sued the train coming out of people in unjust thing.
Yeah.
Which was, and I sued 9 of them, and I sued probably 2 law firms. And I won every one. I didn't lose not one.
So do you think that one of your secrets to your success is they're taught a way that they don't understand? They really don't grasp the reality of it. Is that what you're thinking?
I think they mean well.
Yeah.
Try to argue something, and they want to turn it into something else. They want to change the subject to something else.
Right.
You got to really stay on that subject, because what they'll try to do is bring in different things and try to twist it to make it something that it's not, something else, some other subject matter that it's not.
Right.
Like, you're going to jail for tax evasion. Man, I never evaded anything, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, where does the authority, okay, let's get back to that IRS book.
Yeah.
Because they had a bunch of codes in that, right?
Yeah.
There's codes all over the place. But where did it? Okay, that's fine. You got a lot of. And the IRS is a corporation, right?
Yeah.
The corporation.
Oh, yeah. They are.
So, my corporation has a code book. And I'm going to tell you that, hey, you didn't pay me my money this week. I'm wondering why. Because in my code book, it says, you know, you see what I'm saying? It's like any corporation can have a code book.
Yeah, it's like.
It has no authority.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't go to the Constitution and say, okay, I'll get my authority. I'm a police officer. My dad was a police officer for 34 years, all right? And somebody would ask him, where did you get your authority? And he'll say, you know, from Commonwealth of Illinois or Commonwealth, or, you know, the state of Tennessee. You know, that's where I get my authority. And in his defense, he was right, you know, because they appointed him as a sheriff. Okay, by the Constitution as well. You know, so it's kind of like the IRS stuff. They're trying to make something that is.
Yeah, you know, and just talking to you, I think the same way. You want to know what's behind the scenes, what's really behind the scenes to figure this out. This is that's the way to go, because what's the basis? What's it based on? You sometimes have no standing. Like, okay, this is why a sovereign citizen can go and get their citizenship as a national instead of, well, I can't remember what it is. They can get their citizenship changed. Yeah, and never have to pay taxes because,
it's true, except for D.C.
Yeah.
D.C., they have each state, a lot of people think of a state, but it's not. Each country.
Yeah.
Texas
is the
country. D.C. is the country. Yeah. It's not even a state. Washington, but it's the District of Columbia.
Yes.
I got 10 miles beaches, you know, around the site.
That'll be there.
Just don't become a product of that. You know?
I'll stay off the Capitol grounds, so I'll be fine. That's fascinating. So how would you go about that? I mean, where and how would you do something like that? We're sending you, okay? You're responsible.
It's kind of like, you know, if you tell your employer that you don't want to pay taxes, he's going to say, well, I can't do it.
Right.
You know? And there's a lot of things to take into consideration, too, because you better be ready to quit your job, because you're not going to have an employer that's going to do that.
Right.
Because then they'll send people into that employment environment, they stop paying. Remember, the normal business owner is not. So the only thing that you can do really is become self-employed.
Yeah.
You can't incorporate. You put yourself in a certain jurisdiction where you can't even defend yourself. So, like, say, if you incorporate a company, all right, you cannot go to court and represent that company, because then you would be in violation of practicing law without license. You know, that's the problem. On the other hand, if you do churches. They told churches that they needed to incorporate. All right.
So wait a minute. Okay, is that the 501c3, or is that something different?
Well, the 501c3 is also involved. You put yourself into a jurisdiction.
Yeah.
In
right.
which you cannot represent without legal counsel.
Wow.
So by putting yourself in that, well, you take those chances, yes. And but you stay out of it. And you're just you. For us, writing business, whatever.
See, I'm writing my notes here.
But as soon as you incorporate, then that's when the things start closing in on you. You know, as far as a jurisdiction that you have to represent, they say that you've broken a law.
Yeah.
It's sending your taxes this year, next, that year. It gets into the. That's why, you know, lawyers, they're ready to incorporate you. They're ready to do that.
Wow.
It's just, it's not the smartest thing to do. No, I'm not going to try to tell him different. It's different when somebody asks me. But I'm not going to come out and say, why don't you try this? Because it's going to take them out of this programmed, what they've learned. Okay, like say you go to school, right? And you learn that, Christopher Columbus sailed around the world, right?
Yeah.
And figured out that the world wasn't flat and that he'd fall off the edge.
Right.
So
sailed around the world.
You know, but we're taught that, and that's, I'm using that as a scenario to what we're taught.
Yeah.
So like at the conference and things like that, we're taught things that are just not true. You know, and you go out and try to use them in the real world, like,
yeah, they always encourage you to be incorporated. They always lead you down that path. Interesting.
Well, the main reason they use is you want to protect your belongings.
Yeah, and that's the opposite.
Yeah. Also know that you don't need that much protection.
I always wondered what from. What are you protecting yourself from? From what?
Okay, somebody slips on your door and breaks their hip. You know, then they got lost. But I don't know. I really don't know. This is there's other things to say, check it out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, insurance, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, there you go. There's another one, insurance. Yeah. So, you know, what really gets me, because you're talking about businesses and money and structure. And what really gets me, I wrote a piece about the TSA. I call it, was called the TSA sham.
Yeah.
So,
the TSA.
It's not what you think it is. So the sham goes like this. You pay $80-some, and you'll be able to walk on the plane. If you go through security, you bypass things on security. Well, I'm here to tell you, I work, for the government contractor. There are people who get their security clearances all the way to the top, and they're still spies. It's not even about that. You don't trust people forever just because. And it's just a little questionnaire. So as far as businesses go, I'm just curious how, like, the bureaus we have. Everything has a bureau attached to it, or your state, your driver's license is only good for so long, your sticker on your car, and your license is only good for a year. Why? This is the moneymaker of a lifetime. Then they have these staffs, and they have the tax people, and then they have the tax organization, and the monster, everything's a monster. But they can't vote in one day. They can't tally votes in one day. Why do you think? Wait until you get to a certain point, because everybody's controlled. There's one side that controls all that. So once we get, now we're ahead for it by 10. Okay, let's stop. That's it. But you know how that goes. But everything's a bureaucracy. There's a federal agency for almost everything. There's to control transportation. Okay, the other thing, I wrote one about, why do we have an FAA? with the FAA for, because the rules are so draconian for the airlines and for the pilots, and they decide what's good for you. It's not always that thing.
Didn't they decide that they should, you should have the shot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't that a matter of
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that like, that was totally wrong.
Yeah, that was for mostly OEMP tests. They changed it to GMP tests.
Pilots have to be.
They have to, yeah. They do.
Once a year or once every 6 months, don't they?
Yeah, they have to comply with that. But, you know, like, it's like so much intrusion. Did you know that TSA inspects aircraft now in hangars? Did you know that? I lived it. I worked for American. They would show up. It's like, what are those guys doing there? They bring dogs and stuff. It's like, what happened? So then you see all the people that are, I don't know if you fly out of Detroit or not, the sheer number of people they have for the TSA, for the line, blows my mind, because I remember I worked in one of the, I did it in college, but we were private, and we only had like 4 or 5 people. I go to the Dayton airport, there's got to be at least 15 people there. Why? And they say they're short-handed. I'm like, what is going on here? And they look like they have like Albanian Air Force suits on or uniforms. And it's just weird. They've grown this, since 9/11, they've grown this giant bureaucracy, dictatorship in some cases. They have attitude.
In tune of peace and safety. We need peace and safety.
And then when you go, then when the people with the pre-check go through, well, no, don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. Don't take your shoes off. The perfect time. So my conclusion of that article I had published said, okay, this is funny. Oh, my goodness. If you take, here's the way you get through, if you had to, the people who work on the ramp and the people who work in the airport, they are paid low wages. They don't go through TSA. They don't go through check. They have this, like when I work for the airlines, you have this badge you go through. You're in the airport. It's just a door and a badge. Imagine the inside job you could do there.
Yeah.
Nobody checks anything you do. So, if you wanted something to happen, yeah.
The theory about safety is stuff.
Yes. Well, it takes. Remember that guy that took the plane off and he flew somewhere and he crashed it. So, but we don't know who's on the plane, who gets on it. I could buy. If I was somebody who had ideas, I would get free checks. Less scrutiny. Just saying. And even the people who developed it are saying at the beginning, this is not going to work. This is a bad idea. Then there's a point where everybody's going to have to reach out. And then the people on the other lines are going to be shorted. And so that's been spoken about. It's like, it makes sense. It's going to eventually turn that way because more and more people are getting it. They're advertising it like, this is the greatest thing in the world. I don't care. I just want to get on the plane. It's my little rule. Chris has the government getting involved with everything. Everything you do. So, no, against the government.
Well,
I'm just saying.
They don't want you to do anything in secret. That's, you know, the financial systems are just the same. You know, if you take your money out of the bank, if you take too much, they're going to ask you for
it. Yeah.
It's none of their damn business
principles. No. I had that happen before. What do you plan on using it for? No, that's not acceptable.
And their comeback would be, we have to ask, it's a federal guideline.
And you're bankrupting our bank because we're in serious trouble. Someday it's going to happen, yeah.
There's a lot of banks that are closing. There's a lot of banks that will be closing.
Be yeah, just I think what was in those last year, and if you have 700,000 or anything over 25,000 or 250,000, that's what it was, then you're out of luck. And you're only insured, and they're telling you it's only insured to this much. and you will not get anything past that. But it's your money. But that doesn't matter. Because they've got to take the installment.
And actually, if you again, you've actually got a part of some screen board on
interest rates went up last year or the last couple of years. There is no way. There's no way.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Percentage rates, it's got stupid. It just went completely stupid.
Yeah, so they're making those decisions at the Fed who has no idea what he's doing. And it's not about the economy. It's not about, you can't do anything with the economy. With that, just go up higher and higher, you're just making things worse. You got to go after
just
the
money anyway.
You got to go after the
money.
Oh, yeah. Don't make the part of our country. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. It's just like, it's a total insanity. Then you got the border open, you got people coming through. So I had my guest last week, Anthony Black, BLAQ, was talking about how crazy it is in New York City right now. I don't know if it's like that in your area.
I live in a rural area.
Okay. Okay, good. Oh, that's, they're having a bad time.
Yeah, I wouldn't raise a child in Chicago.
No. So, yeah, they're taking the migrants into other people's neighborhoods, and people are fighting against it. And I'm glad they are. But the mayors don't care. They're getting paid off. So, New York City, oh my gosh, terrible. Crime is up 300%.
I actually feel sorry for a lot of the New York City people. You know, every time I see a video,
yeah,
somebody in New York, there's somebody that's interviewing, how is New York? You know, it's a bad story. Whether it's wrong,
yeah,
or horrible, anywhere in New York, it doesn't matter.
So much crime here, and kids are getting,
it's much worse than it used to.
Oh yeah, it is. These days, kids are getting lice in their hair. Where's that coming from? Coming from the migrants. Things that they haven't seen before, and all the kids in this one school got it because you know how it is. And it's just a mess. So I'm looking forward to
it. Goes from bad to worse.
Yes, right. It sure does. They're coming from all over the world.
Yeah, and America, or not America, well, America, but the federal government is fueling it.
Yeah.
They're fueling the migrants to come over. Now, I don't care about, you know, I live next to a lot of people, basically a few, that have came over legally.
Yeah.
Waited their time. And filled up and did the necessary steps that they needed to take citizenship during the United States. Some of the things that the Biden administration is doing,
mm-hmm.
it belittles people that came over the right way, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, why should they have had to wait then if they're, you know, just going to sparge in and take over, get free plane trips, cell phones?
I know. Yeah. It's bad.
And it's not free because the taxpayers are paying.
Yeah.
Whether they want to believe that or not, it's you know, you can think that you're paying for the roads, you can think that you're paying for
right.
the streets that you can move, but it's not as...
That's not like project for roads.
There's a difference between a county tax and a state tax and a federal tax. All right?
Yeah.
The federal money that you're paying the most of is not going to your county or your state. You know, your roads or anything like that.
Right.
Or your highways.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I mean, some people seem to, grasp that and hang on to it as though, well, that's why I'm paying, so that we can have better bridges.
Yeah. Okay. So now they're talking about paying people to keep the bargain for the second time.
1,000 illegals.
Every
time it's a bus ride in there, they go into this hotel, for instance. And I watched a video on that, I think on YouTube, and some people was doing a documentary report.
It was really bad.
Yeah, they pretty much, what I've had is going to be condemned when they close it down. Yeah, it was sad.
It's sad. And then they were throwing food away because they didn't like the American food. It's like, I was like, okay, this makes absolutely no sense, but they got it for free and it's throwing it away.
Yeah, you got to be grateful, and, you know, it's your another culture. You asked to be here, and you wanted to be here, so you got to deal with it. If I decide to go to Mexico, I'll learn how to eat the food, right, or whatever country. I'm going to respect that.
I watched a guy in Chicago.
the airport, right?
And they've got
hundreds of migrants that are there, that came across there. And they're behind curtains, okay?
Wow.
They're just behind curtains so that they...
No way.
Yes. And the one guy came out to do an interview with the guy that was showing everyone
of what was going on. And it's been this way. Person came out, and
he was proud of what he was talking about. He was from a militant Venezuelan army.
Wow.
Okay. And he was showing pictures on his cell phone to the guy that was talking about the problem of him carrying a gun, a weapon.
I don't know what kind of gun
it may have been, AK-47
or something like that. But
he was showing pictures of him being a
militant
from Venezuela.
Wow.
So those are the types of people that are coming into our country. They're not being vetted at all. So we don't know anything about it. They could be, And a lot of times when I watch the videos of people that are coming to us, I don't see too many women and children. I don't see many of them.
I see a lot of militants, a lot of potential militants.
So speaking of that, related to that, I read on my headlines that scrolled on the bottom of Telegram said Ilhan Omar calls, okay, the water deported is false, taken out for expulsion. She said her loyalty is to Somalia. You can't have her in the automatic expulsion out of Congress or wherever she is. So that's what. No. Remember when she went on that rant about what was going on in Israel and everything, and calling terrorists? You don't need her. You and I would have been kicked out, right? And Somalians, I think Obama set that up. Somalians are in Minneapolis, where she came from, and then there's a lot of them in Columbus, Ohio. You go through parts of Columbus, you think you're in Africa. We went there a few months ago. It was like, so anyway, but they're here, they're not violent or anything, it's just, they're part of the community now, but it's like, what the people decided. Not everybody's going to agree with it, but when you pay the government and the leaders to buy up on it.
I think we're in unknown territory.
Yeah.
I don't think America has been in the position that it's in.
Yeah.
I realize there have been a lot of botched elections in the past.
You can't say that.
Oh, that's right.
Conspiracy theory.
They used the word be botched. Okay.
We have never had the types of people that are in this country.
You're right.
The scale of that are. It's an unknown territory. We don't know how it's going to turn out. And most of them, when you ask them,
and what I've seen is that you ask them why they're coming to America. They're coming to get rid of it. Oh, we're doing away with this because AI is taking a lot of it.
Yeah.
That they would be more or less to be, prone to take. So where that leaves them, and they have Somalian gangs here already.
Really?
Yes, they already have Somalian gangs. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
It reaches the rural areas. I don't see a doubt in my mind about that. And it would be colonization. Don't play around. They don't play with. They don't see things the way they do. It's like it's crazy.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it is. It is out of control.
The cancel culture is, if you say anything wrong, you're going to take this, take that away from you. If you do anything out of order, it just beat their,
And you're talking about the FBI, too.
Yeah, the FBI as well.
They're doing that, too.
Central Intelligence.
Yeah. So those agencies, do we need an FBI? Do we really need a national police? I don't know. So,
we can allocate some to custody.
I had I won't say that. I had a guest in the past, no name, They said they had FBI agents go places just to get rid of cases, just to get rid of things. So, and I can see that. You can see it to this day. So it's 100%. And other things, investigations that never happened. And there's Stonewall, and this is what they do. Cut somebody in power. Somebody unleashes the dogs on people, instant, or whoever they want, just like Fannie Willis. What do you think about that case? Just curious.
it's a case that I didn't give much mind to.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of tried to step, you know, once that I've been really with, I think, of the public.
Eugene Carroll. That's the one where she can't keep her story straight, and she has other witnesses, and the judge just wants to push us forward. And then for what he said, his remark would cost $80 million. And then she's going to be kidding me. Oh, my goodness. She'll never get it, but...
There's so many holes in that case. I didn't, for a reason, I didn't, like, fall.
Yeah, right.
Just, it gets to me to the point where I just want to scream.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do right now.
Yeah.
I want to be in that mindset. So I'd rather wait until they got over with it and I was kind of up through it and see what happened. Because I know the end result, it doesn't matter what the end result is, it's got to be changed.
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
It's even with Hunter Biden, you know, like, I don't, they're going to convict him on something before Biden goes out of office. The only reason that they would rush forward and do that is so that Biden, before he leaves office, will pardon. There's his way, you know, so they can throw up the FBI, the DOJ can throw
all these charges in, all they want. Doesn't matter.
Really nothing they can do. So, yeah, so, but I, you know, his paintings are very valuable, I understand. So. Oh, well. But oil tycoon to Renoir, you know, that'd be a good book to write, right? But you can say the same thing about, Trump has made some terrible mistakes, terrible fit, you know, this thing.
Yep.
People turn against him. Why would you put Bob Barr in there unless he's part of the deep state? Makes no sense. You know it was, yeah. So I'm not a Trump. No, that's right. So you gotta everything's gotta go one by one. You gotta vet things little by little. What's he doing? What's Kushner doing here? What's going on over here with his other projects? And you know everything he has going on. The wall was there, but people were coming through. And he built the wall, like, wait, kind of thing. So what's really happening? I don't know. There's a lot of money down here. A lot of money changing hands. And you got, like, yeah. Anyway.
Texas. You know?
Yes, I do, too.
And,
Federal government has no jurisdiction down there at all.
Well, we're going to take that guard away if you can. So they now made him. I wonder, did they make them, like, instead of the National Guard, they made them the State Guard? So they can't touch them? So the National is the linchpin to get the Guard taken away.
The governor of Texas is actually the secret commander in the state.
Yeah.
It's not for that sake, but of the National Guard. And you don't use the National Guard in any way he seems fit to keep a state.
Exactly. And the federal government can only do it in times of emergency. And they can't declare an emergency. They cannot declare an emergency because they'll admit that this is an emergency.
Down to really brass tacks of what the case is all about. But when it comes down to it,
Yeah, exactly. It has no basis for anything, for right?
There's no basis for anything else.
And I think, thanks for pointing that out, because we're losing. I mean, the basis of our rights are not what we think they are. The government's trying to say, hey, just like your schools and everything, you don't have any right to tell you, you know, what your kids can learn, but that's not true. It's about the parents. Parents first. And they got that twisted. We're going to teach them pornography. We're going to teach them sex change.
Homosexuality.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff that they're going to indoctrinate them from, you know, 5, maybe, when they start school, six years old.
Yeah. Yes. That's what they're doing.
That's when they start school. Yeah.
And they're not. Oh, great. Yeah.
China. Their school system is teaching their children about how to put a weapon together, about how to load a 9mm. And what we're teaching them over here is totally the opposite. We're teaching them how to, well, for the sake of using words, we're not teaching them the right things. You know,
yeah.
I'm not saying we should teach them how to break down a rifle. I'm not saying that it wouldn't hurt, but I'm not saying that it would that it's right. But you know, if you want to teach our child something, teach them about finances. Teach them about buying a house. Teach them prospering. Something.
Yeah.
I didn't learn anything in school that I couldn't have learned in my home.
Right. That's true. True.
I mean, I really didn't. But it is. They didn't teach me anything about losing the house, losing the business, or anything like that.
Same here, the practical things and the things that prove for you success, they didn't really teach,
they basically, I was saying they pretty much indoctrinated us to be a good employee, to be on time, because you don't want to be the last one in the door.
Right. Yeah.
You have to stay after class. You'll need to stay after class and learn how to be on time.
What's your punishment? There's a punishment for that. Meanwhile, the kids' parents are paid for this, right? And then they're telling the kids, how do you think, I know the math. They taught me the math. They taught me the reading. They didn't tell me what to do with it, right?
and then in some cases, they didn't even teach you how to read the language. You know, even though we speak English together,
yeah.
Sometimes the language that we use from the parts of the world that we're from, or the parts of the United States that we're from, we may misunderstand something.
You got it.
Things have to be slowed down a little bit so that we can totally understand each other. We know what each other is talking about. And it's like legalese as well as legalese. You know, if you read something that's legal, a lot of times you'll make a lot of mistakes. Reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll take the 16th Amendment or something and you'll read that and you say, well, you see, you're supposed to pay taxes. It says so in the Constitution. Okay. Then tell me why the IRS has never used that in a case. They've never used that when they've gone against somebody that has to pay taxes.
Right.
They don't use the 16th Amendment. You know, there's a reason for that. You know?
Right. Well, Rebel Hay, fantastic show. Thanks. You have a lot of insight.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
But I got my notes, okay?
Right.
When you're good, I write notes down. And you're fantastic. So I'd like to have you on again. Anytime you want to come on, let me know. I'll make room for you.
Enjoy it. Anytime. Get something brewed up here in the next few weeks, and you're back home.
So what? Do you have anything you want to leave with the audience? Or
I just want the audience to know that it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to take a lot in stride, span information and everything. I just want to know that there's hope.
Yeah. There's a big dog in your presence.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Jesus Christ,
amen. Amen.
Form that relationship with him and just stay on that.
That's awesome.
Build that relationship with Christ, and he will direct you in the right direction.
Amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Thank you. All right. That was Rebel Hayes. Fantastic guest and a lot of insight there. I learned a lot. Anyway, thanks for watching. We'll be back next week, and this show will continue. And probably not on, well, maybe on 14th I might be on. We'll see. Anyway, thanks a lot. Have a good night. God bless America.